Chapter 4. Say hi to your neighbors. The first time Sloane Mandler saw Ridgefield, Connecticut, it was by accident. She and her husband were driving to visit friends in another town, and they stumbled into the middle of Ridgefield's Halloween walk. Streams of costumed kids were trick-or-treating among the old-fashioned storefronts and white-steepled churches of Main Street. Beguiled, she and her husband soon bought a big house in town, and for 17 years they lived in this New England version of Lake Wobegon, full of polite men, well-dressed women, and above-average children. Everyone was friendly. People left their doors unlocked. The local schools the Mandlers' two children attended were stellar. It was, in all respects, a really beautiful place to raise a family, Sloane says, except for one thing. It never quite felt like home. Home for Sloane, at least psychologically, was Marlborough Township, New Jersey, where she grew up and where her parents, her brother, her sister, and her five nieces and nephews all lived. It wasn't far, just 2 hours south across the George Washington Bridge and down the New Jersey Turnpike. But eventually, no matter how much they visited, she never felt ready to leave. Her parents were getting older. Every time he saw her, her dad would say, "So, when are you moving to Jersey?" Back in Ridgefield, Sloane started to feel a mysterious malaise. For a long time, she wasn't sure why. "I was blaming a million other things, like the layout of the house. Literally, we were putting our house on the market because I was convinced that it was the house that wasn't working." Then one day, her husband announced that if they were going to move, they might as well move to New Jersey. He'd refused for years. The lower cost of living finally swayed him. Sloane was giddy. So were her parents when she told them the news on April Fool's Day in 2014. "You're really not kidding?" her mother said. Her entire immediate family, plus her childhood friends, live within a couple miles of her new home. Sloane sees her sister almost every day. She has leisurely coffee dates with her younger brother and regular lunches with her oldest friend, a woman she's known since 1971. There are trade-offs. The home they bought in Marlborough is a 1980s time warp, and the schools her kids attend are unquestionably worse, Sloane admits. Marlborough itself isn't a particularly beautiful town, not the way Ridgefield is. I hate the...